As the sun shone brightly above the ocean, Lila and Sien explored the beach with each other, wondering what everything was, as it was their first time going there. After, they decided to go and play hide and seek, so they dashed towards their parents. The parents said they could, so they then played. Sienna was hiding and Lila was seeking. As Sienna hid, she discovered an empty, medium-sized cave just beside her. It was a bit peculiar how the cave looked, very delicate, but no one was in it. There was no sign of it being dangerous or to keep out. Immediately, Sienna called Lila to come over quick, as she wasn't that far. They then stopped the game and investigated the cave. As they stepped into the cave, it disappeared with them in. The cave teleported them to a giant place with snow everywhere and was freezing. Luckily, Sienna and Lila wanted their swimsuits because they weren't planning to go for a swim. As they took a step, their feet got colder and colder as they went in the cave with bare feet. They could see loads of snow pour on the tall, dark green trees. Behind Sienna was intercalate cracked ice with bits of snow covering it. Wherever they were, Sienna and Lila knew they were no longer at the beach. The coldness was so cold that the two girls were shivering uncontrollably. As they glared at the cracked ice, something was happening behind them. It happened so silently that they just kept glaring at the ice. All of a sudden, they heard a big crack. As they turned around, they saw snow gathering together that created a snowman. They wondered how the snow created a snowman. They both knew it wasn't a snowman because it was moving closer to Lila and Sienna, and it also had red eyes. Plus, it had a carrot nose when there were no carrots around them, unless the carrot on the carrot was on the ground hiding covered in snow. The snowman got at least 2 inches closer, whilst Lila and Sienna only took 1 inch backwards. The evil red-eyed snowman laughed terrifyingly. How could the two girls escape? Lila and Sienna had to think of a plan to escape and make sure the monster was defeated. They then just remembered that ice and snow could melt into water as they learned that in science. Immediately, Lila grabbed a chunk of snow and started melting it. Sienna realized what Lila was doing and decided to help her by scooping up snow and giving it to her. Sienna stopped helping Lila and just took it off. Sienna grabbed hold of the snowman to restrain it and prevent it from hurting Lila. While Sienna held the snowman, Lila poured the melted snow all over the snowman to making it die. After the snowman was defeated, they noticed out of the corner of their eyes was a sign saying congratulations, you won the quest, but they only saw it for five seconds because they got teleported back. The two girls got teleported back to the beach unexpectedly, wondering what happened. Just after, Lila and Sienna promised not to tell anyone about the weird adventure. They enjoyed the rest at the beach and were happy to be back.